God wants to heal your hidden hurts, the things that you just can't seem to forget. And one of the ways He does that is to help us replace the lies that we've believed, those old tapes, with His truths. Well, you know, we all carry old tapes and we listen to them consistently. Tapes that say, you're never going to amount to anything. You're never going to succeed. You're a failure. Nobody's going to like you. Your worth is based on your looks or your wealth or your education. All of those things, they're not true. But right now, you may be thinking some of those old tapes and you play them over and over and over in your mind. But listen to this. Those tapes are not reality. What God says about you, that's the truth. And what the old tapes say about you, those are lies. Today we're going to talk about how to replace lies with the truth. The Bible says it like this. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. You know, the way you think determines the way you feel. And the way you feel determines the way you act. And if you want to change the way you feel or the way you act, you got to start with your mind. It begins in your mind. So join me today for Daily Hope as we discover how God meets our deepest needs.
Today on Daily Hope with Rick Warren, we're going to continue in a series called How God Meets Your Deepest Needs, with part one of a message called How God Heals Your Hidden Wounds, taken from Psalm 147. And now, here's Rick.
I'd like to begin this morning with a little health quiz. How many of you have ever had a broken bone? Can I see your hands? A broken bone. How many of you have ever had more than one broken bone at one time? Okay. How many of you have ever had stitches? Can I see your hands? Stitches. How many of you have ever had more than 30 stitches? Would any of you like to show us right now? You know, just pull your shirt up and, you know, just kind of... All right. How many of you have ever had a surgery of any kind? A surgery. Boy, you are a sick group, I tell you. This is a... All right, now we get a little personal here. How many of you have ever had a knife wound? A knife wound. You know, maybe in the kitchen or a dark alley or, you know, some... Yeah. All right. A knife wound, all right? How many of you have ever been wounded in a war? Wounded in a war, all right? Okay. Today I want to talk to you about how God heals your hidden wounds. Not the physical, but the hidden wounds. See, what are hidden wounds? Hidden wounds are the memories that still hurt. Those recollections from your past that when you think about those things, they still cause pain in your life. Memories of abandonment. Some of you have memories of abuse. Some of you have memories of ridicule and severe criticism, or hatred, or prejudice, or criticism that just tore you down. Physical abuse, spiritual, sexual abuse, emotional abuse. Now, where do you get the hidden wounds of life? Well, you get them from everywhere. You can get them from society, the prejudices in society, and some of you have felt that. You can certainly get them from family members. Those are the ones that hurt the most, from parents, from kids, from brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles. You can get them in the workplace. You can certainly get them on the schoolyard from mean children. They're everywhere. Now, I've been a pastor a long time, and I've talked to thousands of people, and I've learned two truths about life. One of them is everybody has a hidden wound. Oh, you may be masking it, but everybody has a hidden wound, at least one. An emotional scar from somebody in the past who hurt you in some serious way. The other thing I've learned is that emotional scars take longer to heal than physical wounds. Would you agree with that? Sure. People have gone to Vietnam and other wars, come back, and their bodies would heal, but sometimes it takes years and years and years to get over the emotional scars. Now, the good news is this. Jesus Christ wants to heal your hidden wounds. And you can start on that process this morning. Last week, I told you about how in the Bible, God gives Himself different Hebrew names, describing the benefits to us. And one of them in Exodus 15, He says, I am Jehovah Rapha, which means, I am the God who heals. I am the God who heals you. And the Bible says this, in Psalm 147, there on your outline, God heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. You say, well, how does he do that? I'd like to have my hidden wounds healed, those hurts and recollections of the past, those memories. Well, today we're going to look at the steps in God's healing process. When you look at the life of Jesus, you see he healed a lot of people, physically and emotionally. And there are certain patterns and principles that come up over and over again in the way that he dealt with people. They don't always go in this order, but you can find these five principles in God's process of healing of memories. The first step in the healing process begins when I reveal my hurt. When I reveal my hurt or hurts, because you're never going to get well until you face your feelings straight on. Now, the Bible talks about the problem of stuffing it down inside and not talking about it. In Psalm 39, David says, I've kept very quiet, but I became even more upset. I became very angry inside, and as I thought about it, my anger burned. He's saying, holding on to hurts like carrying hot coals in your heart, you're the one that's going to get burned. Because hidden wounds, when you try to just stuff them down, they don't heal, they fester. And pushing a hurt aside doesn't get rid of it, it just makes it worse. Some of you are tired all the time. One of the causes, not all of them, but one of the causes of constant fatigue is because you're using up emotional energy on resentments, grudges, guilts, and griefs of your past. And you use so much energy dealing with those things that you have no energy for the present. So you're tired all the time. The Bible says this, when I kept things to myself, I felt weak deep inside me, and I moaned all day long. He's saying it's emotionally draining. Now, because we live in a sinful world, people abuse other people. And I have no doubt that many of you here today have been abused in some fashion by someone else. And it's amazing how that people respond to abuse in different ways. Some people try to respond to abuse by just forgetting it. Well, I'll just put it out of sight, out of mind, and, you know, stuff it, like I just said. Some people try to run from it. And, of course, there are many ways to escape. You know, get drunk, do drugs, go to bed with people you don't even know, get involved in work. Some people try to just ignore it. Some people try to pass it off on somebody else, blame it on somebody else. Some people try to cover up their abuse. Because for some reason, sometimes we feel guilty. And maybe we think it's our own fault. And we don't want anybody to know. So we push it down. And it's like a Coke bottle that you're shaking up and it's about ready to explode. And one day, the top's going to come off. None of those ways work. So step one is to be honest about your pain, about your fear, about your anger, about your resentment and bitterness over what people did to you, about the way you felt when you were abandoned or abused or ridiculed, the shame that maybe you felt. But you've got to start by revealing your hurts, and you've got to be honest. You say, honest with who? Well, you've got to be honest with three different people. First, you have to be honest with yourself, and you have to own up to it that this hurts, and I'm ashamed of this, or I still hurt over this. And you be honest with yourself. Second, you got to be honest to God. And you say, God, this is how I feel. And you just got to vent and you let it all out. God can handle that. Now, I'll tell you, God already knows how you hurt because he saw it when you were hurt. And he hurt with you and he grieved with you. So you're not going to surprise God when you're honest to God about the pain in your life and the shame in your life. You're not going to surprise him. He already knows, he already cares, he already loves you. He just wants you to be honest with him. It's for your own benefit. It's kind of a catharsis of getting it out. And then the third thing you've got to do is you've got to be honest with at least one person that you trust. Be honest with yourself, be honest with God, and then you have to tell somebody with skin and bones. There's something healing about revealing your feeling to one other person. The Bible says in Job 18, verse 4, you are only hurting yourself with your anger. When you stuff it down, you're just hurting yourself. Now, if you don't have anybody you trust, tomorrow morning you call the church office. We have, lay counselors who you can come and share in a trusted situation. But you need to start getting this out and getting it off your chest. You're never going to get well until you reveal your hurt. Step two is to release those who have hurt me. Release those who have hurt me. Because you can't get well as long as you harbor resentment in your heart. For your own sake, you got to let go of the right to get even. The right to get even. Now, the fact is, you only have X amount of emotional energy. And you're going to spend it in some way. And so one of the most important decisions you've got to decide in life is this. Do I want to get well or do I want to get even? Because you can't do both.
That's Rick Warren with a portion of today's message called How God Heals Your Hidden Wounds from the series How God Meets Your Deepest Needs. Rick's going to be right back with more, so stay tuned. You know, Pastor Rick has served the church locally, nationally, internationally for more than 30 years, and he's authored many books, including The Purpose-Driven Life. If you've been helped through Rick's ministry, he would love to hear your story. Please connect with us at the Daily Hope website, which is rickwarren.org, or by calling 1-800-600-5004. That's rickwarren.org, or call us 1-800-600-5004. More Daily Hope with Rick Warren in just a moment.
How do you cope with stress, failure, depression, worry? In his book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, Rick Warren goes to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest challenges, using the examples of different biblical characters that faced the same issues. Each of these studies offers simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, family, and work. To get your copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, for a gift of any amount in support of this ministry, go to rickwarren.org.
Once again, here's Rick.
Now the fact is, you only have X amount of emotional energy, and you're going to spend it in some way. And so one of the most important decisions you've got to decide in life is this. Do I want to get well, or do I want to get even? Because you can't do both. You're going to have to decide that. Do you want to get well or do you want to get even? Because you don't have enough energy, emotional energy, to do both. Now, let me give you a little secret. Getting even will not take away your pain. Some of you have done that. You've been able to get back at the person who hurt you. And you know, it didn't solve the problem. You still feel the pain. There is only one way to get rid of hurt in your heart. When somebody's hurt you, there's only one way. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. You say, but Rick, they don't deserve to be forgiven. I didn't say they did. You're right, they don't. Neither do you. You don't deserve to be forgiven. But God's forgiven you. I'm not saying forgive them because they deserve it. I'm saying forgive them for your own sake. Because you can't get on with your life as long as you're stuck in the past. And as long as you hold on to resentment, you are stuck. You are stuck. And that person is still controlling your life in the present, even though they may have been out of your life for many years. I don't know if you saw last week's Time magazine, right in the middle of it, there was an article, Should All Be Forgiven? Big article. And the headline says, Giving up the grudge, that grudge, can be good for your health. Researchers are pioneering a new science of redemption based on the old form of grace. Well, duh. You know, scientists are finally figuring out what the Bible's been teaching for 2,000 years. You can't hold on to a hurt and enjoy life. You got to let it go. You have to give up your right to get even. Not because they deserve it, but because you want to get on with your life. Now look at this verse, Romans 12, 17 and 19. Never pay back evil for evil. Never avenge yourselves. Leave that to God. Circle that. Leave that to God. For he has said that he will repay those who deserve it. Now, the reason why we get in such a mess is because we forget this. We forget that God saw all the hurt that was done to us. And when we forget that God saw that hurt, then we think that we have to take matters into our own hands and it's our duty to settle the score. It is not. It's not your duty to settle the score. God says, I will settle the score. So let Jesus settle the score. Trust God to balance the books. He saw what was happening. He saw the hurt. He is going to justify and mete out justice at the appropriate time. And either you can spend the rest of your life trying to do it or you can let God do it. Let me give you a verse to write down. Psalm 56, verse 8. Psalm 56, verse 8 says, "You, God, have kept a record of all my tears." Did you know that? Did you know that God has kept a record of every one of your tears? The times that you have been abused, the times you have felt injustice, or if you've experienced prejudice, or if you've experienced hurt or rejection, God has kept a record of your tears. And He is going to settle the score one day because He is a God of justice. Nothing has ever slipped His watchful eye. No hurt. No hurt at all. You see, the reason why you hold on to your resentment is because subconsciously you think, I have to remember this because if I forget it, they're going to get away with it. You know, you think by holding on to it, somehow you're hurting them. You're not. You're only hurting yourself. And you think, I got to hold on to this so it won't ever be forgotten, because if it's forgotten, they'll get away with it. Listen, it's not going to be forgotten. God is going to remember it. And if God is going to remember all the hurts that have been done to you, then you can stop rehearsing it in your mind and wasting emotional energy on it. Now, Jesus certainly understands abuse because He was abused. So I suggest that you do what Jesus did. Look at the next verse. When Jesus suffered, He did not threaten to get even. He left His case in the hands of God. You know that Jesus had 6 wounds right before He died? He had the head wound, the face wound. He had the back wound from the whipping, the stripes that they did. He had the hand wounds and the feet wounds where they nailed Him to the cross. And they had a side wound where they stuck a spear into his side. But the deepest wounds in Jesus' life were the hidden wounds, because He knew betrayal, and He knew abuse, and He knew rejection, and He knew hatred, and He knew injustice. And Jesus could have blown them all away in an instant. Instead, He stretched out His hands and He said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing." You say, well, why should I forgive those who've hurt me? Well, number one, God's forgiven you. Number two, you're going to need more forgiveness in the future. And number three, it's the only way you're going to get well. There is no other way. You've got to release your right to get even. The next verse, Hebrews 12:15 says, a bitter spirit is not only bad in itself, but it can also poison the lives of many others. You see, resentment poisons everybody around you. When you get bitter, you hurt all kinds of other innocent people, and you perpetuate the claim, because if you don't release that person who offended you, you're going to begin to resemble them if you don't release them. Well, I'll never be like my dad. What are you doing the whole time? You're focusing on what you don't want. And it is a way of what you resist persists, and you are going to become a bitter person. Did you know that bitterness can be passed on from generation to generation? Some of you had very bitter parents or a bitter parent, and they passed on to you a resentment toward life, toward situations. And if you don't break the chain, you're going to pass it on to your kids. Somebody's got to stop the misery. Some of you and your kids had adults or authority figures in your life say things like, "You're stupid. You're ugly. You're never going to amount to anything. I'm embarrassed to call you my child. You're uncoordinated. You're dumb. Why couldn't you be smart like your sister or your brother?" And on and on and on. And they said things to you. "You're worthless." And they went into that recorder. And some of you are 20 years old, 30, 40, 50, 60, and you're still acting on old tapes and wondering why you still do things that defeat you. Self-defeating actions and habits. You got to replace those tapes with God's truth. Look at the verse on the back of your outline, Romans 12:2. Let God transform your into a new person by changing the way you think. How does God change us? How does He transform us? By changing the way we think.
That's Rick Warren with Daily Hope. In a moment, Rick will share a closing thought, but first, I'd love to tell you about the Daily Hope website, rickwarren.org. If you log on today, there you'll get today's entire message, you can get message notes, social media links, and sign up for Rick's Daily Hope devotional. Log on now, rickwarren.org. And we don't have to tell you that life is filled with tough situations, stress, crisis, discouragement, depression, failure. And you know, the Bible offers time-tested answers to life's most difficult questions, taking you inside the lives of biblical characters such as Moses, Paul, Jesus himself. Pastor Rick has written a book called God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions. In it, he shares their stories and gives you concrete, easy-to-understand insights that you can put to work immediately in your own life. Now today, we would love to send you this special hardback book to thank you for your gift of any amount to support this Daily Hope broadcast. God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions gives you the keys to a better life. And you know, change may not come overnight, but with patience and prayer, you will see a difference. And in the process, you'll be encouraged that God can and will help you attain the purpose and significance for which you were created. So please give us a call to request your copy of God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, 1-800-600-5004. That number once again, 800-600-5004. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
You know, I've been a pastor for almost 40 years now, and one thing I've learned is that everybody has hidden wounds. And I've learned that hidden wounds are harder to heal than physical wounds. The good news is that God wants to heal your wounds. In fact, that's why you're listening today. I don't believe that you're hearing this by accident. We've prayed that God would help people who need hope and healing to hear this message. And so I'm confident that God wanted you to hear this message. The Bible says, God heals the brokenhearted and he bandages their wounds. Now, the Bible says that God has many, many different names, but one of my favorites is this, Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Rapha means, I am your healer. And God wants to heal your hidden hurts, the things that you can't seem to forget. One of the ways he does this is to help us replace the lies that we believe are actually truth. We replace our lies with his truth. We carry all these old tapes and we listen to them consistently. Tapes that say, you're never going to succeed. You're never going to amount to anything. You're a failure. Your worth is based on your looks or your wealth or whatever. But you know what? Those tapes aren't reality. They're lies. And what is the truth is what God says about you. Those old tapes, you need to forget them. You need to start focusing on God's truth. The Bible says it like this in Romans chapter 12. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. It all starts in the mind. The way you think determines the way you feel, and the way you feel determines the way you act. And if you want to change the way you act, you need to change the way you think. God wants you to learn to think like him. He wants you to learn to see things the way he sees them. That's called wisdom. Now, let me give you two practical steps to take in transforming your mind the way God wants to transform it. First, ask God to heal your memories. Yeah, ask God to heal your memories. Ask God to heal those hidden wounds that come from resentment and regret and worry and fear and abandonment and abuse and criticism. And ask God to heal the memories of ridicule and the pain you felt, the rejection you felt, the prejudice you felt. He can do that. And then second, begin to fill your mind with God's word. The more of his word you put into your mind, the more garbage it pushes out of your mind. That's why I've said for many, many years, the most powerful habit you can develop is the habit of memorizing scripture. You feed your mind on the truth, and the truth will come out in your life. Think about that today. I'm Rick, and I hope you'll join me next time as we continue looking in God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and listeners like you.